it was a, like a shot across the bow, Darren. It made me realize about my own mortality and that life is short and we must make the best of the time that we have.
After winning a recent bout with cancer, Wendell Holmes has a newfound perspective that has become the inspiration for the new release with his band, the Holmes Brothers. Feed My Soul is the 11th album from the trio, and many critics are saying it's their best work to date. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. R&B gospel band The Holmes Brothers have been making music for almost 3 decades. They've taken their rootsy blues sound all over the world and even played a show for President Clinton. They're highly respected and sought-after musicians, recording with artists like Van Morrison, Willie Nelson, and Levon Helm. They even appeared on Peter Gabriel's popular Big Blue Ball release a couple of years back. It might have seemed like the Holmes brothers were unstoppable, but when Wendell Holmes was diagnosed with bladder cancer, the future of the band was uncertain. Thankfully, Wendell was able to make a full recovery, and he told FUV's Darren DeVivo that while he was undergoing treatment, music was something that helped him get through the difficult time.
I wrote so much when I was going through the treatments. I wrote almost every day. Not only did I use it for diversion, but it was like therapy. It was therapy writing, sitting in my basement with my guitar, playing my acoustic piano and writing things. And that's right. CJ, my cat, you know, rub him on the back and cut the vacuum on and the music and the TV off and go to writing, you know.
Did you go right into recording this album when you felt strong enough to get back up on your feet, or was there?
I would say it was a few months after I got back on my feet. Yeah,
And
I was ready to record right away.
When I was young, I was told, try to be just good as gold. Walk right, child, walk that line. Keep it straight, and you'll be just fine. You don't have to worry about a thing I do. You're the kind of trouble that I can get into. People say you can't be tame. You're into heartbreaking Hall of Fame. Got them all standing in line. Yeah, I can read your warning sign. It's a danger zone that we've been traveling through. You're the kind of trouble that I can get into.
If you were listening closely to that one, you might have detected Joan Osborne singing in the background.
Right.
And Joan's producing this one.
Joan produced this album. Yes, she did. And she's produced one before, but she produces this one also, yes.
The first time that you worked with Joan was back in 2000, well, for the 2001 album, Speaking in Tongues.
Yes.
So what brought the Holmes Brothers and Joan Osborne back together for this particular album? Why hadn't it happened before?
Well, you know, only because she'd been busy and we'd been busy and traveling different roads. But Joan is, we call her Jo Beth Holmes. And she's a dear friend, and we always like to work with her and hope to do some more albums with her in the future.
Right. If I remember correctly, the story was you guys were playing in New York City.
Yeah, Dan
and
Lynch's.
Joan passed a club.
That's right.
Was it Dan Lynch's?
Dan Lynch's.
Joan passed by, heard you guys, and that kicked off the friendship.
Kicked off the friendship many, many years ago. I won't say how many, Joan.
I know we've been through a lot. Sometimes we've had, sometimes had not. I know that against all odds, we stuck together, baby. Man, it was not in the cards. You feed my soul from deep down within. When I think you've given all, babe, you start all over again. You warm my heart like nobody before. You that I adore, babe. Just when I thought I could not love you anymore. Oh, baby. Mm-hmm.
Live music from the Holmes Brothers, the title track from their new album, Feed My Soul. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.